The LePage administration wants to jack up fees for commercial fishing licenses. Marine Resources Commissioner Patrick Kelleher says the revenues would go into research and meet the governor's directive for a flat budget. Steve Missler has details.
Kelleher says the fee increases, totaling more than $660,000, are the first by the department in 7 years. They run a gamut, from a $1 spike for a green crab license to over $100 for a lobsterman with a two-person crew. He told lawmakers Wednesday that the money would be used in part to ensure that his agency is researching changes to the state's most lucrative and iconic fishery, lobster.
I want to invest in this fishery much more heavily now that we know change potentially could be coming. I would rather invest now in that than worry about asking for federal disaster relief when things really start to change.
To reinforce his concern, Kelleher cited research finding that the Gulf of Maine is warming faster than 99% of the world's oceans. Scientists also believe the spike temperatures led to the collapse of the cod fishing industry. Now, Kelleher says, the state needs to keep an eye on an industry conservatively valued at over $1.5 billion. Annie Salikas, director of the Maine Lobster Dealers Association, says the department is woefully underfunded, even with the fee increases.
We have historically not had the opportunity to do anything other than basic monitoring and survey of this fishery.
Salika says that's a big problem for a fishery estimated to make up over 70% of the state's marine economy. Kelleher says the license fees are also aimed at keeping the department's budget flat funded. It also comes at a time when the governor is pursuing big cuts in the state income tax and partially paying for them with big cuts in state services. The proposal is set for additional review later next month as lawmakers dig into the governor's 2-year budget. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.